How many of you guys remember the Enchiritos from Taco Bell? Well, apparently they discontinued them a long time ago. And I've never had one, but I got the recipe. So hold up, let me cook. First, I took about 2 pounds of ground beef and I got that browned down. And once that was cooked all the way through, I drained off some of that grease and then added that meat back to the pan. From there, I used some of this original Taco Bell seasoning mix and then added just enough water to cover the meat. I found this Taco Bell spicy bean dip and decided to give it a try because it sounded fire. Then I added a few scoops of refried beans to help thicken it up. Then I gave that all a mix until everything was thoroughly combined. Now this next step is very important if you want to elevate the flavor of your enchirito. So make sure you butter and fry up that tortilla before you place your beans, meat, and cheese inside of your tortilla and start rolling. Now from this point, just continue stuffing those butter tortillas with that bean, meat, and cheese until you have no more ingredients left. And the only thing left to do now is drench these enchiritos with this Taco Bell mild sauce and top it off with as much cheese as you would like. Now I went with the sharp cheddar cheese. Toss those into a 400 degree oven, let that cheese melt, and you should have something that looks like this, and